Well, good morning, everyone. If I were to ask you a simple question this morning, are you walking by faith? How would you answer? And I would pray that every one of you would answer affirmatively and you would answer yes. I saw some of you mouthing their yes. And every time that I look at this text of Scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it brings back a very fond memory of a woman that Cindy and I worshipped with when we were in Portales, New Mexico. Her name was Lou Jones. What you don't know about Lou Jones is she had trouble seeing. Yet, she drove a car. Not only that, is Portales, New Mexico is on the eastern border of the state, and when she wanted to see her eye doctor, she drove to Albuquerque. We always gave Lou a hard time because if you ever saw her glasses, you would wonder how she could see. She wore glasses all the time, and some of them were, the lens on them had a pattern on them. It wasn't just a clear lens. And she didn't always drive to Albuquerque by herself. Usually she had a driver. But there were those occasions that she snuck out and she drove by herself because the driver couldn't go with her. We asked her, how do you do this? She said, well, I drive by faith and not by sight. Well, sometimes I'm afraid that as children of God, that's kind of how we go through life and just kind of hoping we're going to get there. The thing about what you see in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 is there's a motive for walking by faith. And it's wanting to have an eternal home with the Father. The Apostle Paul describes the fact that while he's here, he's separate from the Lord. But his desire there and our desire should be such that we want to be with the Lord. And that very last verse, we are confident, yes, well pleased rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. That's what we're striving for. When we come together on the Lord's Day and we are gathered together and we surround this table and we partake of this memorial feast, we're walking by faith. That Jesus Christ died on the cross, that He was raised from the dead, that He's ascended into heaven and He's sitting at the right hand of God. We're walking by faith so that one day we can have experienced this confidence, not just to say it with words, but that one day we will be present with the Lord. So, this morning, I'll ask you again, when Paul says, for we walk by faith and not by sight, is that how you're walking? Are you walking in your life today? Are you walking a life of faith? Again, when I think about those words right there, we walk by faith and not by sight, it also strikes another chord. It strikes a chord with the way the world views Christians. Because what the world says is that if we're living this way, we're following something blindly. Because, you know, we are walking by faith and not by sight. But let me suggest this. We're not walking through this world with our hands outstretched in front of us and groping and just simply trying to find our way with a safe passage. We are traversing life by faith because of the evidence that is set before us within Scriptures. I hear those words, and you know, they basically say there's no facts or anything to logic for basis for faith, and I kind of smile when I hear people talk like that. I ask the question, is this really true? And then we ask, what does the Bible say about that? And because we go to a different source than other individuals do. But I hear those words, and then I begin to think about whether they really, and this is the way I think sometimes, it's not the way everybody else thinks, and it's obvious sometimes by the way I present things. But you think about what they're saying. That type of statement there about you're walking blindly, there are no facts, there's no basis for faith, whether they realize it or not, That is a statement of faith on their part. They believe that there's nothing to follow. And I think about that in those terms, that if that's the case, then it doesn't matter if it's a preacher or anybody else. I like the phrase talking heads, because out in the world today, there are a lot of people, whether they've got a voice on television or anywhere on the radio, there are a lot of people that believe that they know things or smarter than everybody else. I call them talking heads. I'm not the only one that does that. But just think about that. Any talking head out there in the world today can have a following. And what are they following? What they're saying. And so there's faith that's involved. You know, not everything that is stated by an individual can be substantiated, because we've grown up here in the last few years hearing the words fake news. There's a lot of that out there in the world today. There's a lot of people following blindly on information that is not accurate. So when a child of God becomes a child of God, or you think about initially when you obeyed the gospel, you come up out of that watery grave of baptism and you begin a walk of faith. But where does that walk, or how do you find out how to walk? We go to the Bible. What does the Bible say about this walking by faith? I want to suggest to you that throughout this lesson, that when we talk about walking by faith, there are going to be several things that we're going to look at. And the first of which is, when we talk about walking by faith, it means we're trying to follow the Word of God. We have a roadmap, and that's the beautiful thing about it. You don't go out on the highway and leave home for vacation not knowing where you're going. I know that Ron and Joanne are getting ready to leave here this week, and they're going to be gone for a few weeks on vacation. But you know what? Ron knows where he's going. He's traveled this road several times, and I would imagine you've got GPS in your vehicle, don't you? In your camper? Okay. You've used GPS. You don't always use it because you know where you're going, but when you don't know where you're going exactly, you have that to tell you where to go. So you're not just simply going there blindly, are you? And so we don't go through life without a roadmap. Our Bibles, if you, I've already used the phrase GPS. Our Bibles are just that. It is a GPS for us. It's God's positioning system to help us walk by faith. And it allows us to be able to follow in the footsteps of Jesus, because He left that example for us to follow in. Again, I'm not following blindly. But I look at God's Word and I hear the psalmist say, Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. It tells me that there's something that is opened up and allows me to see where I'm going when I'm walking by faith. It's not only there. The proverb writer in Proverbs chapter 6 says, "For the commandment is a lamp and the law a light." Again, it's like getting up in the middle of the night and trying to walk through the house. You know where all the furniture is by now. But when you first moved into this new house and you walk around, didn't you sometimes have to turn a light on to make sure you didn't stub the toe? And then after several years, you don't bother flipping the switch anymore. You just go in the middle of the night. You find the refrigerator, or you find the bathroom, one of the two. Because now you're walking by faith. And you think about that in spiritual realm. You're not just following what someone says, you're trying to follow God's Word. And God's Word, when used properly, lights the pathway to heaven for you. When the Apostle Paul is stating right here in 1 Corinthians that he wants to be clothed with something better than this earthly body that we have, so that eternity will he'll live eternally with the Father, he says this in verse 5, "Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee." You know what? That Holy Spirit was the lamp and the light to the apostles and every inspired writer of the Bible. And he gave that to us so that we would have something to follow. So we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. And therefore, what does he say? We walk by faith and not by sight. So that he can have that confidence in verse 8 of living eternally with the Father. When we walk by faith, we're not just using our eyes. Even though we think about periods of enlightenment in the world, the Bible, when it was revealed to man, was the greatest spiritual enlightenment that there is. And we walk by faith when we follow it, but we also listen to it. Walking by faith is hearing God's word. You know, that's how we get faith to begin with. That's how we gain that faith. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. There are many different types of hearing that can be used on our part. We've got selective hearing, which we only hear part of what's going on because that's all we want to hear. And then there's that hearing that kind of goes in one ear and straight out the other. We don't really catch anything in the middle like we're supposed to. But the hearing that's being talked about right here is the type where it goes in, it sticks, and we say, aha, I understand, and I can make application with it. On the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, when Peter's there preaching to these individuals, and they are pricked in the heart, what's happened to them? Why do they shout out, what must we do to be saved? Because they've heard a message that they believed, it stuck with them. See, that's the power of God's word. It can bring salvation to man, but first, when it's heard and when it's believed, it brings forth faith. Faith that, when acted upon, brings salvation. And when salvation is had and you rise up out of that watery grave of baptism, then what happens? You begin that journey walking by faith, confident that one day you will live eternally with God in a body different than what you're in right now. I listened to the Apostle Paul. God's word then becomes the source of our faith. We're not just walking by faith, or you're not just walking by faith if you say things like this: it's what my parents have always done. Young people that are here in the auditorium this evening, or this morning rather, even all of us who are in our prime or in our twilight years, if you've ever said, well, that's the way my mom and dad believed, and that's the reason I believe now, you're not walking by faith. You might be walking by faith in your parents, but you're not walking by faith in the Word of God. And that word there, that when we're talking about that faith, is becomes a verb in our life, okay? It puts us into action. And walking by faith means that I can't simply take my parents or my grandparents or my great-grandparents, my heritage, and say, that's the way we've always done things. That's the way we've always believed. Because walking by faith means that you're going to examine God's word and let it be the light to follow and not someone else. Maybe you've heard and said this. I cringe every time somebody says it. It's what my preacher said. Now granted, I want to teach the truth. I want you to believe what I'm teaching, but I don't want you to take my word for everything. I want you to be like the people in Acts chapter 17. They walked by faith. How do I know that they walked by faith? They examined the scriptures daily to see what they were being taught was true or not. This morning in the Bible class, we were talking about the good shepherd and the sheep. How do the sheep know the shepherd? They have to dwell with him. How do we dwell with the Lord? When the word abides in us and we abide in it. And so when we think about these things and we start talking about this, we have to understand we're not walking by faith if we are completely relying on somebody else to have faith for us. Then, Think about it this way. If we're looking at God's Word as our source, then why is the correct source so important to us? You know, I understand, I'm not totally ignorant about the scientific process, and I understand that there are certain things, certain laws, scientific laws, that are factual. And we can't escape things like gravity. We can't. It is a natural law that we are all part of. The evidence is here. We're not floating around in the sky, are we? It keeps us here on the ground, keeps both feet on the ground. I don't have to have a science book to understand that. But for us, when it comes to understanding the will of God, what makes it so important is to know that if I'm not following God's Word and I say I'm doing things a certain way, if I am not doing them by faith, and when I say by faith in what God has said, then it becomes sin to me. Now, I know in Romans chapter 14 that what's being talked about right there is being talked about in terms of observance of days and things to eat. And to that individual to do something again that violated his conscience meant he wasn't walking by faith. It violated his faith, and then it became sin. But anytime we do anything out of the realm of God's Word, we're no longer walking by faith, even though we may claim it to be faith. And it can become sin to us. And think of this in this way. The Bible doesn't say that doing things apart from faith is inappropriate, not very smart. Says it's sin, the very thing that can separate us from God. The very thing that can keep us from living eternally with God. The very thing that prevents us from walking by faith. But the Bible claims something about itself that no other book does. You think about it. The Bible claims that walking by faith is walking by God's, by the Word of God. I think about the Bible. I know that in terms of the Scriptures, that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. Why? That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work, so that the man of God can walk by faith. So that the man of God isn't lacking anything. And those who are not walking by faith, there's something missing. There's something lacking in their lives. That brings me back to Acts chapter 17 and verse 11. That when I think about God's Word, if you leave the Word as your source, you cannot walk by faith. Those people there in Berea, they wanted to know what God said. And so in Acts chapter 17 and verse 11, these were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the Scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. Let me ask you real quick. Why do we publish a weekly Bible reading schedule at the back of our bulletin or on our website? Just out of convenience? No. So that you can search the Scriptures daily. So that you can draw nearer to God. Now, that's not the only Bible reading schedule that's available to you. The principle that's involved, though, is to spend more time with God in His Word so that you write it on your heart. And if you write it on your heart, what will it enable you to do? It becomes that lamp unto your path, that light into your pathway, lamp to your feet, light into your pathway, so that you can walk by faith. So when I think about why the correct source is important, it's so I want to walk by faith. I do not want to leave God's Word. I don't want to live simply by my opinion, and I know you don't want to live by my opinion. You end up walking by feelings when you do that. You end up walking by what someone else has said. Search the Scriptures. so that you can walk by faith. And you know what? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. This verse in Hebrews chapter 11, amongst all those names that are there, is at the same time, it is frightening and encouraging. The reason I say that it's frightening is without faith, it is impossible to please Him. If I am an individual that says I'm walking by faith, and see, understand, when I'm using this phrase, I'm talking about one of the very first steps that you have to take in order to have salvation. You have to believe before you're going to act in faith, don't you? And when I'm saying this, without faith it is impossible to please Him, that means that without faith, I'm not going to do what Paul's wanting to do in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Live with Him eternally. And so I look at this and I say, there's the frightening part about it. It's impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God, here's where the encouragement comes in. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. There's where that confidence that Paul has, that those who believe, just like Jesus says in Mark chapter 16, he that believes and is baptized. Believing was first there, wasn't it? You act on it in baptism. You rise and walk in newness of life. John, when he's writing in Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, says to be faithful till death. The only way you can do that is by walking by faith. You know, faith is the beginning part of our lives as children of God. But it is a continuous part of our lives every day after we become a child of God. It's absolutely necessary, because without it, you're displeasing to God. With it, you're going to diligently search for Him. You're going to seek Him. You're going to find Him. And you're going to be pleasing to Him, and understand that when that occurs, there is eternal reward for faithfulness. Now, walking by faith, therefore, is doing the will of God. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. That's walking by faith, when you do the will of the Father who is in heaven. That's listening to Jesus Christ in the garden when he's praying to God, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Not my will, but your will be done. It's constantly looking to God's Word and letting it be that lamp and light to your life, so that you don't walk in darkness. So that you're not out there bumping into every temptation and every sin known to mankind. It is a light that keeps you on the straight and narrow, that leads to eternal life. We want to be pleasing to God, don't we? We want to understand that death's faith does come by hearing, but it has a source, and hearing by the Word of God. One of the things that gets me excited is when that light bulb kind of flicks off over an individual's head and they get it and they understand what a walking by faith means. When they cry out, like the Ethiopian eunuch did to Philip, here's water, what hinders me from being baptized? when it's a realization that it was your faith that brought you to that point and asked that question, not somebody else's. And then that Ethiopian eunuch on that day, remember him, what he did? Would you say that a gentleman that after he's gotten back into his chariot and he goes away rejoicing is a man that is walking by faith? Now, I want you to read one last passage of Scripture with me. Turn your Bibles to James chapter 2. I want you to understand the challenge that James is presenting to his readers about faith. Because what he's saying to them is, don't just say you have faith. Show you have faith. Walking by faith is demonstrating your faith. You look at this. What does it profit in verse 14, something one, my brethren? If someone says he has faith but does not have works, can faith save him? Now, faith saves, that's not exactly what he's asking right here. He's asking, can faith that doesn't demonstrate itself save? And you look at it, if a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, and do not grieve, give them things which are needed for the body, and what does it profit? Thus also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. If we do not walk by faith, we're just a body full of dead men's bones. And he goes on and he says, but someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God, you do well, even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? What was Abraham doing? Why was Abraham's faith counted to him as righteousness? Because he walked by faith. Felt like a teenager there, my voice cracked. You think about it. He walked by faith. What was he doing? He was showing God his faith. He wasn't just telling God he had it. And that's how God would say, now I know. He knew Abraham's faith when he showed it, demonstrated it to him. Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by work faith was made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. And he said he was called the friend of God. Here's the other thing. Walking by faith means what? You have developed a very close bond with God. The most encouraging words to have said about any one individual is that he is a friend of God. And not from me saying it, but that God said it about that individual. All because they walked by faith. You see then that a man is justified by works, and not by faith only. Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. Now just keep all that in consideration. That faith moves us. Faith means we want to walk with God. And so the question to you this morning, are you walking by faith? Well, let me suggest, if you're not, you're walking where? In sin. We don't want you to be there anymore. We don't want you walking down that road. We want to encourage you to walk by faith. your faith, not someone else's faith. Now, understand this. If you obey the gospel this morning, you are a new creature in Christ. You'll become a new creature in Christ. You will be a babe in Christ. Your faith will not be necessarily what someone whose faith, those who have been walking by faith for years and years and years could be. The good news is, though, that if you continue to walk by faith and you remain faithful till you die, you will reach that stage of maturity. And then you will live with God forever. Endless days. And that's wonderful. And so I want to encourage you this morning. Begin your walk by faith. Do you believe the Word of God can save you? It is the power of God unto salvation. Will you act on that in repentance? Changing, saying, I no longer want to walk away from God. Now I want to walk toward Him and with Him. And will you be willing to confess His name? Because you do that, He's willing to confess your name to the Father. And if God, He's confessing your name to the Father, that means you're walking by faith. Be baptized for the remission of your sins. To rise and do what? According to Paul, walk in newness of life. Walk by faith. If you've strayed from the Lord as a child of God and you've erred and you separated yourself from Him and you want to reconcile that fellowship that you once had with Him, walk by faith this morning. Confess your sin to Him. He'll forgive them. And if we can help you and encourage you with prayer and help you walk by faith daily, let us go hand in hand together, not alone, to the face of God. So if you're subject to the Lord's invitation, won't you walk by faith this morning? And let us help you as together we stand and as we sing.